DGS on KMOX. Happy Tuesday. If it is past 3 p.m. Fun show today. Yeah, had the guys in from The Urge, and now we have Marla and Fritz in from Scottish Arms. And we're going to talk to Marla, I promise. She's going to be the main focus of this, but I'm still geeking out because Andrew said that Fritz is from the east side. I'm like, oh, that's cool. And he's like, oh, he's from Alton. I'm like, oh, yeah. And graduated a year before me. That's cool. And he just looks like a musician. I'm like, do you play banjo or anything? He was like a rock star. You were like such a big deal when I was in high school. You and Danny and just...
I said I wasn't going to speak because Marla's got...
No. I'm making it.
That's very nice. Absolutely.
I remember these days, too.
And the Bishops, we had a great band, and we had a lot of success in St. Louis and kind of a little bit nationally. We had a little bit of stuff going on.
Yeah.
We used to tour a lot. Marla was a big part of this because she... ran Cicero's.
Yes.
And she had us in all the time.
Yeah.
But look, she made me, I can't go down this route. Okay. Because we're talking about something
you
else.
You get my number and we'll meet up. And you booking Cicero's, thank you for my childhood, my adolescence. I had so much fun in that basement.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Great.
I still miss it to this day.
Absolutely. So, yeah. So you guys took over the Scottish Arms just, you know, recently?
Yeah, about a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
December 2025, last December, we reopened it.
Yeah.
Took us a while to get to reopening.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But
so for the uninitiated out there, like I said, I'm Scottish. I've never been. It's a sin.
It is.
But for people like me, like they're like, oh, Scottish Arms. Yeah, I bet they have haggis. And they're like, what's it all about?
Okay. Well, we don't have haggis.
Thank God.
We do have it sometimes, but not on a regular basis. It's hard to come by here in the States, and you know. But we do it for special occasions. I mean, we are a Scottish pub, but that doesn't make our food foreign or unfamiliar. It's a lot of classic UK pub snacks and comfort food. A great burger that Andrew's a fan of.
Yeah.
Scotch eggs, sausage rolls, you know, fries with rarebit sauce.
Yeah.
And then, aside from that, I mean, the whole place, if I had to sum it up in two words, those would be comfort and community.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a super comfortable place when you walk in the door. Our back bar was brought over from Italy at the turn of the 20th century. It's gorgeous. Our staff is super welcoming. I like to brag that we have a comfortable cushioned seat for everyone that comes in.
Yeah.
So you can stay a while. And, you know, we are trying to build a, you know, during the pandemic, we all kind of lost that ability to go out and be around other people, and we kind of turned to our phones and social media for community.
Yeah.
But now people are really getting back to being out in public, being out with friends and strangers, and maybe some of those strangers become friends.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the kind of vibe we have going at the Scottish Arms. It's a true public house.
And I'm so glad you're doing that because we need to talk about that more. Like, we'll bitch and moan about it on the show, but we need to do something about it because, like, my daughter's in college, so she's getting plenty of, you know, socializing and partying and things like that.
Right.
But once people leave college, typically, as I understand it, what we did when we were in our 20s and 30s, they're not doing anymore. And that's terrible because, like, I'm freaking out about you running Cicero's and Fritz being in the Bishops
right.
because that was the best time of my life.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
And we're missing some of the best times of our life.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And that's what we hope to build, you know? And I'll give you a great example of that sense of community and you know, gathering with people who may or may not be on the same page as you. This past Sunday, was the World Cup final. We were packed with Spain fans and Argentina fans and people who were just there for the game and wanting to see who was going to win.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had Spain fans high-fiving Argentina fans and all cheering together and moaning together and just enjoying the game. And, you know, that's the kind of thing we did back in the day, you know. Love or hate the band, love or hate the team.
Yeah.
We're all in the room together having a good time.
We need to get happy hour going again.
Yeah, yeah. We are actually working on happy hour and brunch right now. So those will be coming soon.
Brunch was an institution.
Yes.
When we were like 25, 30 years old.
Yeah.
I remember the very first time, because, you know, being an Eastsider, I'm just used to Mrs. Siebold's. I don't know nothing about nothing. And I got a girlfriend, and her family took us to brunch at Casa Gallardo.
Oh, gosh.
Where
yes.
they had chicken wings and pancakes. And I'm like, did we have an accident on the way here and I died and went to heaven? Like, this is the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to get brunch back and we need to get happy hour going again.
Yeah. Yeah. I
heard you guys talking about that in a show not too long ago. Yeah. You guys doing a thing about brunch or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Mahey was on from St. Louis Magazine. We were talking about how you would go to Houlihan's and they would have like a wedding catered kind of buffet.
Right.
Yeah. I got kicked out of there because my
too many plates.
Yes. My broke ass buddies and I from law school would go and we'd each get like a soda and then have three trips. And finally the manager walked in and he's like, dude, I get it. I was in college, but like, you just can't do this. You're like, okay.
Marla, I'm fascinated by the journey of reopening Scottish Harms. Like, that's got to be interesting to be coming in to something that already has like this established reputation. Now you're taking that over, you know, a year ago now, but still, what has this year been like? And what was that process like, kind of taking the reins and giving the Scottish Harms a new life?
Yeah. I mean, first of all, I'll say that I was a big fan already, and that's why I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really thrilling to be able to save it, you know. The process of bringing it back was it was sweaty and hard, and a lot. And Fritz did a lot of that heavy lifting. But the way the place looks now, we're so proud of how it looks and feels, and you know, we maintained all of the original wood and everything. I had someone ask me if we were going to get rid of the bar, and I thought, oh my god, that would be heresy. No. It's been a lot of fun and a lot of hard work.
Yeah. So I was living out of town for a long time. I've known Marla. I left St. Louis for a while, and but I come back to town, and Marla, I meet up with Marla, and she goes, oh, let me take you to my favorite place. And so she took me to that place. And I'm like, ah, look at this place. This is fantastic. Look at this. And
that was the only time. Later, I'm like, hey.
You think you want to get involved in that?
Didn't like it that much.
Is it difficult sourcing like Scottish gin or the different beers? Like, is that a challenge?
It's not difficult if you know what to look for and if you have good sales reps. So I'm lucky. We have a nice collection of... We have a really nice collection of scotch, anywhere from 24 to 30 or more bottles at a time, some of them pretty special. We also have a big collection of Scottish gin, which has been a nice thing to add. A lot of people don't know how much gin is made in Scotland. And then the beer, we try to bring in as much from the UK as we can. Some of it you just can't get here, but... we recently just got Tennent's Lager on tap, which is the official sponsor of the Scottish soccer team.
Yeah.
So that's been fun.
Very cool.
On that point, I'd like to give a shout out to our cook. We don't call him chef. Because that entails a too high a price of a salary.
Sure. Yeah.
No, we don't call him chef because he doesn't want to be called chef.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
that too, right?
Okay. Anyway, he's really good. He really makes tasty stuff.
Yeah.
And it's weirdly subtle, but it's like, you know, you eat his stuff and go, ah, man.
Yeah. I mean, our kitchen is 100% scratch. Mm. So, and Mike... When I met and interviewed Mike and we talked just for 15 minutes, I was like, you are my guy. Because we just really hit it off in terms of creating this sort of, you know, really comforting food.
Mm-hmm. And so, for people who don't know, Scottish Arms is located where?
8 South Sarah Street in the Central West End. I think it's important to tell everyone it's right around the corner from IKEA.
Yeah.
So we're not hard to find.
Yeah. Very cool. Next week's really busy for me, but guys, the week after, we'll all go.
Let us know you're coming.
Awesome. Yeah. Great. Yeah. Great to meet you guys.
Yes, you too. Thank you so much.
I just want to say one last thing. I'm a fanboy. I'm a fanboy of your TV show.
I listen, mutual, man.
I listen all the time.
Yeah. You're like a girl from high school I wished I could mate out with. Miami. Can I say? Some say life will beat you down and break your heart, steal your crown. So I started out for God knows where. Welcome back, guys. DGS.
I guess I don't know.
Yeah, it's a party today, man. Got the guys from The Urge, the guys from Scottish Arms.
Been nonstop.
Met Fritz, who I was a big fan of when I was 17 years old.
You guys were like brothers from another mother.
Yeah, man. That was super, super cool.
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing? Not amazing because we all live through it. It's not amazing in like a surprising way, but just how salient those times from your adolescence were. You know? Like, when I started playing drums, it was everything to me. When I discovered soccer, I was just like so passionate about it. And the Beer Brothers, you know, playing in Alton, it was just like, oh my God, have you ever seen them? You know, like all those things from, say, 12 to 20. It's just like the smells, the sights, everything is still so vibrant to me. Which makes sense, not that I have Alzheimer's yet, but like when my dad had Alzheimer's and dementia, he remembered with great detail and clarity everything from like his childhood and World War II and such.
Yeah, I think the earliest impressions stick with you the most because it's literally the first time you're like having that feeling or that discovery or that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It locks in on you.
Yeah.
I mean, that everything with sports, that's me.
Yeah.
You know?
Beefy weef.
For Andrew. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh. My first words.
Oh, man.
We probably need to stop this or Rach is going to leave for vacation tomorrow.
Yeah, she's going to be like, you're done with these boys.
I'm just frustrated at the lighting situation.
It is pretty rough in here, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the stream is like, it's a small part of what we do, but then you look at it, it's like, it's tough.
Yeah, you're pretty washed out over there.
Right. All the time. And I'm pale, which doesn't help.
Same, yep.
People are like, that studio is haunted by a lady ghost who's running the board.
And then a little redheaded gremlin.
Here's what I almost started to say. But Rach, you're such a beautiful pale, whereas some people are not. But then I knew that
I'm right here. I'm literally right here.
Exactly.
Gosh.
Two shades of pale. Have you kind of given up on tanning?
Yeah.
Good move.
Yeah, I do get some color to me just because I'm outside so much that I'll get like a farmer's tan essentially. But like you remember, I used to get spray tans all of the time.
You and I were going through that at the same time.
Yeah. And I don't want to do it anymore. I'm like, it's my skin. This is the color of my skin. It's silly for me to like fight against that. No shade to anyone who wants to get spray tans and stuff, but for me, it just wasn't worth the effort anymore. And I would rather just embrace how I look.
Good for
you.
That's
how I look.
Yep.
If you're gonna judge me for not being tan,
and I will.
Then fine.
Yeah, Andrew, when you're not here,
Andrew's always like, I can't believe how she's like see through.
Like, yeah,
she's translucent.
It was terrible.
Where's Rachel today? Well, I know she's not tanning.
I can tell you that. Only 7% of people consider themselves a very fast walker.
Hmm.
Are you one of those, Dave?
Yeah, Dave's a walker.
You better be
a fast walker. Yeah, you're a fast
Dave
walker.
Dave is the fastest walker.
If you don't consider yourself that, I have some news for you.
See, I think I'm an average walker, and you're way faster
than that.
That's
one thing that makes me feel like I'm aging okay, because I can still walk like
around,
the best
yeah,
of them.
Keep moving.
Yeah. You know, the only person who's ever caught up with me and even passed me is short-legged little Phoebe Glover.
Oh, yeah.
She is quick.
Yeah. She got somewhere to be.
She had, also, she had to learn early. She was getting left behind in that mall.
Keep up. Yeah, plus you got the energy of youth there.
Yeah. Maureen hates walking places with us.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
Do you guys like look back and like, hey, we're going to be right here?
We've been known to kind of leave her behind.
Oh, man.
I can't imagine why she would hate that.
It happened once at KU, and we're still kind of living it down.
I'd say, you probably should be living that down, too. That's not good.
Yeah.
Did you ever do the, just hold on to my belt loop?
Yeah.
So I have Google Photos on my phone, and every day it shows me a collage it puts together. Yeah. It's usually just of Lucy. Today it was titled Cooking Over the Years. And the very first picture is a picture of KFC. The time I cooked the delicious chicken strips from KFC.
That's so good.
That's about right. Cooking over the years. The Colonel.
Is sponsored by i3 Broadband. Summer celebrations are here, and i3 Broadband keeps you connected. Head over to i3broadband.com/radio today or call 1-866-806-5485 to upgrade today, because life runs better on fiber, and i3 Broadband is here for you.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, happy Tuesday to you. 3:34, Dave Murray time, brought to you by Saliga Heating and Cooling Weather Center. Hello, Dave.
Hello there. We forgot to do that yesterday, so that do that again.
Brought to you by Saliga Heating and Cooling Weather
there
Center.
There we go. Okay, now we're even.
Now we're legal.
That's right.
Before we jump in with Dave, I just wanted to say something about Scottish Arms. Hopefully they're still listening. I know Fritz is, because we're in love. So Fritz is listening. Great food, really good food, and Rach and I are about to say something stupid. Coming from the east side, the land of fish fries, Rach growing up in Grafton.
Bro.
Go ahead.
That haddock is some of the best fish I've ever had in my life.
Ever. Absolutely fantastic.
Because I was like, I'll just try a little bite. Dude. Dave, I was yelling about how good it was.
Yeah, she was.
Yep.
I was cussing.
We were trying to calm you down.
She
were like,
said
ready
mofo
to.
Mofo so many
they
times.
They called Steve. Yeah, and he said, like, hey, you have to calm down.
Yeah.
Or you're fired.
Andrew was very funny, because we went out to get the guys from The Urge, and we no longer have a security person during the day, but for some reason Steve Moore was sitting there, and Steve hadn't seen Andrew yet, and we're walking the guys back, and he goes, oh, hey, don't cuss these guys out, I heard you're dropping the F-bomb on the air, and without missing a beat, Andrew goes, pay no attention to him, he used to be the program director for KMOX, and now he's a security guard.
Yeah, I was like, he's just mad, he used to run things, now he's just a guard.
Wow.
Pretty good.
Andrew's going to get a text. Yeah, bring your playbook.
I'm getting traded.
I'm going to trade you to Reardon.
Yeah, remember when we came over here and Andrew didn't come with for like a month, right?
Like 3 months.
Oh, man.
He's like, it was way worse, Dave.
Yeah. Remember when you went to prison, what, was it a weekend?
It was precisely 9 weeks and 4 days.
Really funny. That was a really funny time when you were so sad and not on the show. So we just laughed about it.
It all worked out.
Yeah, it all worked out. Totally fine.
Do you remember when I came over here right after you guys started to be a guest on like a Friday, just to like hang out for a few minutes because I had time?
Yeah.
And there was that big green button that used to be right next to you that we were supposed to never push. Yeah. And I pushed it and it like messed up everything. Yeah.
Took us back to 1890.
Wow. Yeah. Reset the timeline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Dave, last hot day for at least a few days?
Yes, it's done. Northwest flow is back. The cool front has come through. That's nothing much in the way of thunderstorms with it. The dry air starting to filter in. It's going to take a little time, but we should drop out of the 80s this evening. Probably about 9, 10 o'clock, I think we'll do it. And the humidity will start to drop off as we go through the night. Tomorrow is a top 10 gorgeous day. Sunshine, less humid, nice, 84 for the high. It's a beautiful day from start to finish. Wednesday evening, spectacular, 64 for the overnight low. Thursday, sunny and nice, 82, 65 Thursday night. Friday, a little more unsettled Friday, partly sunny. Going to be some scattered thunderstorms around, but still easy to take temperatures near 80 degrees. Man, Andrew, that looks good, whatever you're eating.
Yes, it
89
does.
On Saturday, yes, and 95 on Sunday.
What you eating in there?
A little bit of a burger.
A little beefy?
Some, yeah.
Some little beefy leaf with some rare bit on it.
Don't do that to them. Don't make their food sound like that.
Got to come up with something, like a Burgie Burg or something.
Oh. Well, I do call them Burgies. We know that. We established that yesterday.
Well, that's not good.
And then Rare Bit, I don't have a cute name for Rare Bit because it already is kind of cute.
Little Bits.
I thought little Bits. Yeah, I got some Little Bits on here.
Okay.
Hey, anybody going south, like Louisiana? Bertha is along the coast right now. Mm. It's a tropical storm. It's got 60-mile-per-hour winds, but it's got a lot of rain with it. Really big, heavy rains for Louisiana, the panhandle of Florida, over the next, 24 hours or so.
Yeah, Dave, seems like a pretty quiet season for hurricanes.
Yeah, it is, and a lot of that has to do with El Nino. Mm-hmm. It's growing. It's not at its full stage yet, but usually when an El Nino sits in, the Atlantic and the Gulf go quiet. Uh-huh. And the Pacific goes active. The Pacific's been very quiet the last 3 or 4 years, and the Pacific's quite active right now.
What's, not earthquakes and wildfires, but weather-related, what's the worst thing that happens in your part of the country there?
Governor Newsom.
Oh, boy.
He went there.
He went there.
It's... The weather's great. The weather's usually just great. It's a little humid right now because the tropics are active in the Pacific, but it's like what's going on humidity-wise here, I could sell it in St. Louis as a beautiful day.
Yeah.
Everybody starts complaining, oh, it's so humid, it's so warm. It's 73 degrees.
Yeah.
Stop it. Yeah. Stop it. Just stop it.
Yeah. Headlines, Rach.
Yes, let's start by talking about the fact that former President Biden is trying to block the release of recordings of interviews that he did with his ghostwriter for his memoir. Well, an appeals court has rejected Biden's bid to block those recordings, saying we conclude that any remaining incursion on personal privacy from disclosure of the now redacted materials likely does not outweigh the public interest in disclosure.
So what's the rub? What is he trying to avoid? Do
we
know?
I think he's trying to avoid us hearing how he sounds on these recordings.
Gotcha.
I don't think there's anything I said something bad. I said something I regret. This is how I'm interpreting the story. I could be wrong, but
I think it's
I sound really old. I sound like I'm having a hard time recalling things. Maybe I'm getting facts wrong, and I want to prevent people from hearing that because there is a difference between seeing a transcript and then hearing it for yourself.
Well, we all remember when the guy from the Department of Justice questioned Biden about the classified documents in his garage with his sweet vet and came back and said there's no future in indicting this guy because everyone would just feel sorry for him because he's an old fool. I mean, that's not great.
Let's see here. Next thing we want to talk about is the fact that Senator Darlene Graham says she's running for a full 6-year term after President Trump urged her to jump into the race, saying on X, I've made a decision. I'm in. She says, I learned being a hard worker from Lindsey. He cared about the people of this state, and I've worked for almost 30 years for the people of this state. I feel like I can do it. I feel an inner peace about it. It'll be difficult.
Oh, wait a
minute.
Yes,
absolutely.
I didn't realize she felt like she could do it. Oh, by all means, then. Go be a U.S. senator.
Well, if you believe in yourself, I believe in you, too. Is that your brother was senator?
And she could very well be just as qualified as the next person. Because what qualifies someone to be a senator, really?
At this point, nothing.
Well, I mean, but
I do agree that I'm exactly as qualified as she is.
Something other than that your brother is the person who you got to step in for because you're related. your career accomplishments, your you know, what you've spent your life doing. It can be anything. It doesn't have to be a thing. But she's literally only in this spot because he's her brother.
Correct. Well, now she says, I'm going to try to get the voters to put me in here in the way that everybody else has to go through. So we'll see how that goes for current Senator Darlene Graham.
And she'll probably get all of his fundraising back around. I mean, like, it's like, why do politics suck so much? Why can't we just make people earn their positions instead of, oh, you're a Kennedy? Let's run for Congress.
I'm sorry, I hate to push back here. If she is elected, she will have earned that position.
I get it. But we need to be better at picking candidates instead of just like, I know the name. I know the name. We do this with the Kennedys. We did it with the Bushes. We've done it with all. It's so dumb.
Well, we don't know that's what's happening here. I mean, she could lose in a blowout or she could win.
No.
If she wins, she wins fair and square.
I'm saying right now, the only reason we even know her name is because she's related to Lindsey Graham. She has not done anything on her own.
But maybe the folks in South Carolina know her.
Maybe, but they didn't choose her. She gets their chance.
Correct, which is why she's going to run.
I get it.
I have no problem with this.
What I'm saying is running is fine, but you're running from ahead because she's basically the incumbent now with all of the incumbent favors without having done a thing.
I mean, could you say the
money,
same thing?
The name, the machinery behind it, her brother's staff, the whole deal.
Right. Could you say the same thing if Michelle Obama decides to run for president?
Yes. Yes, exactly. I don't like people getting in there. I didn't like that it was George W. Bush because he had the same name as his dad. We got to stop this nonsense. It's silliness. Why are we so easily just like, sure, they have the same name. It's fine.
So I get what you're saying, but all she's saying is she's going to run. So like, should we be like, no, you're not allowed to?
No. I'm saying we should ignore it. People should say, no, we reject that. No, she's legally. I'm not saying there should be any law that says she can't do it. I'm saying people should have the common sense to not just go, well, same name. Like, we should say, no, that's not good enough. You need to demonstrate to us over a period of time through your words and actions that you're qualified for this job, not just that you're related to a person that had it already.
Did you guys know that, and I'm not saying this makes her qualified to be a senator, but did you guys know that Lindsey Graham and Darlene Graham's parents died while she was still a minor, and he adopted her.
Very sweet.
It's a great story. Really, it's a great personal story.
And they all lived together in a one-bedroom apartment, and it's crazy.
It's a very cool human story. Like, he did a great thing for his sister. I mean, that's awesome. But again, I've felt this way about every political family name you can think of. I don't care if it's Clinton, Bush.
It's one of your things, for sure.
I can't stand it. It's not royalty. It's so stupid. Get there. Kennedy's the worst name of them all because anybody named Kennedy gets a shot. Some little kid who's 30 years old gets to run for Congress because he's related to it, because he's got some Kennedy blood in him. What are we doing?
Here's what she's got to do. She's got to step up and she's got to say, I'm not Graham like Lindsay. I'm Graham like the crackers.
I knew it.
Wow.
One of us needs to leave.
You know what my big bag is going to say when it comes to it. You say Graham, I'm not thinking Lindsay. No. I'm thinking crackers.
He's got
to
be like, like Grammy Graham.
You say Graham, I'm thinking s'mores already. I'm two steps ahead.
All right, let's end on a lighter note here. Here's some good news. If you frequent the CVS pharmacy, they've announced new pharmacy options for pet owners. You can now fill common pet prescriptions at more than 9,000 CVS pharmacy locations nationwide.
I like that.
Yeah, nice and convenient.
Nice.
I think they should master humans before they do that. Like... My CVS is not dog ready.
Yes, correct. Yeah, you can't handle the people.
Yes,
you can't handle the beasts of burden.
If you can't get the dog's owner a Z-Pack.
So I went in to fill a prescription for my cat last week, and I was like, "Yeah, I have a prescription for my cat." It wasn't at CVS; it was at a different pharmacy. The guy at the counter looked at me like I was insane.
Like he didn't know they did that.
Yes, but then, and I'm like, okay, maybe it's weird, maybe they don't do this much. Then I hear the person at the counter next to me, she was filling her cat's prescription. Why are you looking at me like I have seven heads? What's wrong with you, sir?
I didn't know he could do that.
get a prescription for
pet. Yeah, I just figured
some of the meds are the same.
Yeah, like it was basically like a human would use these same eye drops that she has, not to let her medical information out there.
That's a HIPAA violation, Rach.
But a human could use them.
But a lot of veterinarian offices have pharmacies in them already.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm learning a lot. I think that's Moses needs Viagra. I should probably.
Jeez.
That's one way to get it, right, Dave?
Dave's like, it's for my dog. No, it's for my dog.
Not mine.
My veterinarian wrote this for my dog.
Not mine.
It's for my cat. Her name is Lucy. I mean, his name is...